Good morning, everyone. Kind of a Memorial Day thing to do, a ceremonial announcement of some changes in the top brass at the military. President Barack Obama announced yesterday his nomination for two top military positions. Army General Martin Dempsey will replace Admiral Mike Mullen as the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Ray Odierno, top commander in Iraq, would replace Dempsey as Army Chief of Staff. General Petraeus, we also understand, has been nominated to head up the CIA. What does it mean, though, going forward, particularly as the Joint Chiefs of Staff are out of the chain of command, even with three wars underway, looking forward to what the Pentagon's going to look like later on in this century? We've asked Peter Mansour, who served under General Dempsey in Baghdad in 2003 and 2004, to come in and talk with us. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to mention that you are the author of Baghdad at Sunrise, a Brigade Commander's War in Iraq, which covers the history of the 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division during that period of the Iraq War. Colonel, I'm just wondering if this is a time to ask the question, what is the significance of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at this particular point in both Afghanistan, Iraq, and now this conflict, this perplexing conflict that's going on in Libya right now?
I think it's a crucial position and a good question to ask, though. The chairman is the principal military advisor to the president. It was created in 1947 in the wake of World War II when Congress and the administration realized that the cobbled-together system of military advice that we used to win World War II wasn't really workable for the long run. It was highly based on the personalities involved. And so they established a more formal system, which resulted in the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Although with 1986 and the Goldwater-Nichols Act, it really pulled the Joint Chiefs out of the command structure in the sense that those generals are almost sidetracked in the kinds of command structures that produce the operations like the attack on bin Laden, even some of the sort of shock and awe kinds of strikes in Iraq in 2003. The Joint Chiefs are there on the sidelines. They're not in the chain of command.
Well, certainly the service chiefs are on the sidelines. They're there to train, equip, and establish the forces that are used by the combatant commanders. The chain of command, you're correct, it doesn't run through the chairman, but a chain of advice does. And so although the formal command structure is the president to the Secretary of Defense and then to commander of U.S. Central Command, for instance, and it bypasses the chairman is there in the loop to advise and assist. And, you know, the Secretary of Defense and the combatant commanders ignore that that loop at their peril.
Although it's more an issue of morale and politics within the Pentagon than it is necessarily an issue on the battlefield, it was very important to see Mike Mullen there in that picture in the bin Laden attack that we saw from the Situation Room. But I'm just wondering, if you look at Dempsey going from Army Command to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Odierno essentially getting a kind of a reward for doing all right there in Iraq, Petraeus is the general who gets promoted by being head of the CIA to an actual operational command. Seems to me that says the new Pentagon is more about special ops than it is about traditional service.
Well, certainly if you think that the most significant challenge in the next 4 years is going to be Pakistan, which it might well could be, then putting General Petraeus in charge of the CIA makes sense. I think General Petraeus is the most accomplished general of his generation. I really don't think there's any question about that. General Odierno is highly capable, as is General Dempsey. But, you could be on to something in looking at where they put General Petraeus, although personally I think he should have been offered the chairmanship.
We're speaking with retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour, who served under General Dempsey in Baghdad. You know, this kind of completes an overhaul, Peter, of the national security team with the Dempsey and then these two other promotions. When Obama came to office, he kept many of the existing brass from the President Bush's administration, and he's now sort of completing an overhaul of that. Do you see this also as sort of a change in attitude towards military strategy?
No, these are routine, terms that have come up for renewal, and normally a chairman will serve two-year terms. Admiral Mullen's coming up to the end of his 4 years, and so what the president is doing is changing them out in due course. He didn't make a clean sweep when he came enumerating. Right. By the way, I served under General Petraeus, too, as his executive officer during the surge. So I've served under all three of those guys.
That's what's so interesting here. I mean, Petraeus is going to have operational command over the CIA if he gets confirmed. Talk a little bit about Dempsey and Odierno. Everybody understands that when you're chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you either look up towards the commander-in-chief and are more of an aggressive advisor, or you're much more of a morale booster looking down at the troops, making sure that the uniformed services function better. Is Dempsey someone who's going to have his eye more on the White House or more on the troops?
My guess is he will be more in the latter mold, that although he will advise the president to the best of his ability, that his primary function will be to gain consensus among the Joint Chiefs for some really difficult decisions going forward, to include some pretty significant cuts that are coming in the Department of Defense.
Is he a good consensus guy? Has he taken argument well?
Yes, he is a consensus builder, and he's well thought of by his peers, which is probably one reason why he got the job.
And Odierno, looking down to the troops in the Army, is he a morale booster or more of a policy, let's do things differently, let's change things up kind of person?
More in the latter mold, although he is they're all highly intelligent. But I really think that General Odierno is going to be a great Army chief of staff. He is he's a really accomplished warfighter. He's got three tours in a combat zone in Iraq, and he understands both the high-tech end of warfare and the human dimension, so I think he's going to be perfect in that role.
On that human dimension, I saw Mike Mullen at one of his last public appearances here in New York talking about the most emotional part of his job as chairman of the Joint Chiefs was really, having a personal connection to all the families of those killed, particularly in Iraq and Afghanistan, and wounded as well. This has become increasingly a role for the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Well, it is. General Dempsey is the face of the military to the American people, and he's going to have to represent, all those that were killed in these wars and the soldiers who are still serving.
A tough job for a four-star general, but Martin Dempsey is going to be the one in command. Retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The author of Baghdad at Sunrise, Brigade Commander's War in Iraq, talking about Martin Dempsey and Ray Odierno, elevated at the Pentagon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.